Errors of Pro-EU Left. This is just a short opening shot in the campaign we'll be conducting in the next 3 months against the anti-worker, racist, capitalist inners, and against the anti-worker, racist, capitalist outers. Unfortunately, many on the left are adopting one position or another on the European Union EU on the shaky basis of very superficial impressions, hopes, and fears. This will lead to all sorts of political mistakes during the swings of the debate on political alliances Galloway with Farage, for example, migration, democracy, and austerity. We need a clear understanding of the class nature of the EU, but also of the frustrations and confusions in the minds of different groups in the working class and middle class, as a firm basis for our campaign. The referendum also presents a potential opportunity to get rid of Cameron and his deeply divided, weakened government within months, if the opposition had the right program and strategy. An exit or narrow Remain vote could lead to formal splits both in the Tory and Labour parties, completely changing the political landscape, and unleashing forces from below which the ruling class can't control. Socialists have not only always opposed British membership of the EU, as working class internationalists, we are for the abolition of the EU itself. Originally set up by the coal and steel barons, it's a free market bureaucracy serving only the interests of the banks and big business, not ordinary Europeans. The Lisbon Treaty allowed Thatcherites like Cameron and Merkel to impose their policies of lower wages, austerity, and privatization on other governments like Greece, and on their own populations, while blaming Brussels. Now these right-wing politicians are using the EU to make secret negotiations with the USA, to privatize public services like the NHS, and allow corporations to dictate government policies solely in the interests of their own profits. The Trade Union Congress wrongly relies on the EU to safeguard workplace rights instead of getting off its backside and fighting. Concessions like maternity leave and maximum hours were only won by pressure from below, not granted by pro-business bureaucrats or toothless MEPs. Workers need to rely on our own strength and international solidarity to fight for better living standards and social progress. No to the capitalist EU, yes to fighting for a socialist Europe. Brent Kennedy, Carlisle.